Bab Mitzia, Perkei Mishnah Dalet, Ein Moshivin Chenvoni Lamachtis Sachar. One should not establish a storekeeper, just a different type of a broker, but in this case it's a storekeeper, to be paid half of the profit. We're going to soon see what this means. V'lo yitein mos likach ben peris lamachtis sachar. And you can't give him money that he should go and buy peris to make business with those fruits. Also, that the chenvani, this broker, the shopkeeper, would receive half of the reward, half of the profit. Ela imke nosin lo scharo kipol. Unless you pay him some schar for the extra work that he's doing. Schar po, bottle, the Rav says. But he's got to be paid for the work that he's doing. What's going on over here? So the Rav explains that what generally would happen with these types of arrangements is that anytime an investor would give money to a broker, a shopkeeper, that he would go and take the goods and sell them, and they would split the profit, what was really happening is that the first thing that would happen is that the investor was careful and he said, let's appraise all the fruits that I'm giving you. And what was also understood is that half of the fruits, half of the items or whatever merchandise it was, he was requiring, the chenvani was responsible for it, no matter what happened to it. If it went up in value, down in value, it didn't matter. He had to pay him exactly for what it was worth at the initial time that he gave it to him. And when that happens, when you have to pay exactly what it's worth, whether it goes up or down, that means that that's a loan. And therefore, what's really happening is the investor, when he's giving him, let's say he gives him $200 to invest. So that means 100 of those dollars, he's really giving it as a loan, because 100 of those dollars, he's making him pay it back by hook or by crook, no matter what. So half of this $200 investment is a loan. So now when the shopkeeper, broker, uses that money, let's say he has the $200 or it's $200 of fruits or whatever it is, and he makes profit. And let's say the profit is $100. So they both split the profit. But the problem is, where does Ribbis play into this? The problem is that since half of this money was a loan, $100 in this case, there is a benefit that the investor had because the shopkeeper did all of the work now. He went out, he went to the marketplace, he was selling it, he was doing all that work, and he did that work. Yes, he did it for himself too, because half of it went to himself, but the other half went to the investor. That means he did free work to the investor, and it seems in a certain way that he did work on the investor on behalf of the loan that the investor gave him. Therefore, that's why the Mishnah says that because of that extra work that he's doing for you, because there's a loan involved, and the reason that there's a loan, we said, is because he's taking on full responsibility, that makes it into a loan. There's a condition the Mishnah says is that you have to pay him for the work that he's doing, at least a minimal amount, for the selling and all that work he's doing to generate the sale. Mishnah continues, and this is the same kind of situation. Ein moshivin tarnagolin lamechza. Also, don't establish to give half of profit to a person that is raising chickens to put chickens on your eggs to make them hatch. And half of the profit that comes, you're going to split. Same thing. You're going to give him the eggs. You're going to appraise the eggs. Half of the eggs in this case also, he's taking full responsibility. That means half of the eggs are alone. The guy's going to do all the work and the guy's splitting the profits. But the guy's doing work seems on behalf of the loan, which is half the eggs that you gave him. And also, ve'ein shomin agolin u'siachin lemechza. Agolin and siachin, baby calves and horses, baby horses, colts, don't do the same thing over there where they would raise them. These animals don't really produce any benefit. They're not working animals. They don't give the person that's raising them any benefit. It's just work that he's got to do to them. So he's raising them, and it's the same issue. And in these cases too, ela imke nosin lo schar amalo umizono. You have to make sure that the owner of these animals pays the herdsman for his work and the food that he had to feed these animals while he was raising them. Aval mekablen agolin usyachin lemechza. However, what you could do is if you don't do any appraisal in the beginning, meaning if you make it that half of what the investor is putting in is not a loan, then it's just like a pikadun. You're giving him these baby calf, and then the reward for this guy raising the baby calf of yours, totally, none of it is a loan, it's all yours, the payment is half of the profit. That's not a problem of ribbis. And agav, as a side point, the Mishnah ends, umegadlin osan achum mishuloshin. How long does the herdsman, should he be raising this animal to split the profit? The time is, by these animals, it's that they grow a third, V'chamor ad shetehei toenes, and a donkey until it's able to carry a burden. And then they can split. That's the time that they would split the profits, I guess, and sell the donkey.